Hi, this week the question is, does God's grace allow men to continue sinning? Grace means unmerited favor, and that simply means undeserved favor. The Bible teaches that men are saved by grace, Ephesians 2, verse 8. This means that no one can live so flawlessly and so perfectly that they deserve to go to heaven. No one deserves to go to heaven because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3, verse 23. The grace of God makes it possible for imperfect people, people who have messed up, people who do not deserve anything. His grace makes it possible for even the worst person to be forgiven and have the opportunity to go to heaven. And here are some things that you need to know about grace. First of all, grace is not free for God. While grace means that we freely get a favor from God, it does not mean that it's totally free to everyone concerned. Grace costs God something. Remember the old saying, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch? Well, this means that while one person may receive a free lunch, someone else did have to pay for it. And while grace is free to you and me, it did cost somebody something. It cost God the death of His only begotten Son. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So that's the first thing. Grace cost God something. It was not free to Him. Number two, grace is conditional. This means grace is actually given only to people who meet certain conditions. The grace of God is available for all the world. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Now, according to this passage, God's saving grace is offered to all men, but not all men will be saved. Most men, in fact, will be lost, according to what Jesus said. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few that find it. Well, since grace is offered to all men, and yet most will be lost, this means that salvation is not by grace only. Well, if it were by grace only, then all men would be saved. But clearly, this is not the case. Grace is conditional. To receive saving grace, a person must meet certain conditions. Many churches would agree with this, but they would teach the only condition is to believe in Jesus. And while this is a popular idea, it simply is not true. In James chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. This is the only place in all of the Bible which uses the term faith only. And clearly, it says men are not saved by faith only. Besides faith, God has attached conditions of repentance, Luke 13 and verse 3, and also confession, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. And in addition to both of those, the Bible attaches water baptism. In Mark 16, verse 16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Well, number three, the third thing you need to know about grace is that grace is not a license to continue sinning. This means that once someone has been saved by God's grace, His unmerited favor, that person must obey God's word. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, the Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Men cannot ignore God's law and just say, well, it doesn't matter whether we obey or not because God's grace will take care of us. My friend, we cannot test God's patience like this. Making a mistake and asking God to forgive us is one thing, but to purposefully neglect His revealed will and to purposefully violate what is written is to sin willfully. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and verse 26, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Now, when we, the members of the Church of Christ, preach to people about the need to worship and serve God according to the Scriptures, we're not suggesting that men should try to earn salvation. It's impossible to earn salvation. We have all sinned and we all need grace. But dear listener, this does not mean that we may therefore purposefully ignore the law of God and expect that His grace will cover our willful rebellion. The Bible says in 1 John 1 and verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.